Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Hello, San Antonio. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're having a great Sunday. I have had a great day. I'm telling you, I'm blessed and highly favored. And I get to be your mentor today. I hope I teach you something. I hope you can learn something. I hope I can entertain you. Man, I tell you, everybody said you're entertaining. I guess I am. I don't know. I'm trying to do my best. We got open lines, 210-299. I'm sorry. Let's try that again. 210-599-5555. Give us a call. Got Chris on the board. He does a great job. Thank you, Chris. Hey, and there's not much television on today, not much football, but if your husband is watching football, tell him to turn the sound down. It's not worth listening to anyway. And tune in to us. Maybe we can teach you a little something. Maybe we can enlighten you a little something, you know. I enlightened the Saturday audience on all kinds of new stuff that's going on, violations for new car dealers, you know. And I talked about 2,500 hours of schooling that they need and just all kind. And here's Dealer Choice Awards. That means they're making money. That's what that is. And then the warranties on lift kits, we talked a little bit about that. But there's so many violations that's going on in the car business. It's unbelievable. And then the second half of our the show, I'm going to give you my mobile number. You can call me anytime. And there's no dumb questions, so give us a call today. Hey, and if you got you're planning on getting a car for Christmas, let's talk about it. Let's see if your parents bought you one or somebody bought you one or, you know, these new commercials, and they're too good to be true. You know how that goes. Oh, man, December to remember. You love your wife if you buy her a new car. Well, I bought my wife a new unit, but it's got a little damage on one side. I bought a 18 Suburban with needing a left front fender and a door. So it needs a little work, but, you know, that's the key. Buying something that'll work, it's not hurt. It'll have a Carfax on it. It's not hurt, but I'm going to fix it up and give it to Susan to drive for a while. And I can drive it for probably 6 months free. And that's what I want. I hate to lose money. You ever feel that way? I came over to KTSA for the Christmas party and went and got some gift cards for the people in Sutherland Springs. And I pulled in HEB at about 7 o'clock in the morning, maybe a little earlier than that, because I dropped off my son at school. And there's a lady serving in the military, walking out, getting in a brand new high dollar sport utility. Here's a lady working hard, serving our country, and she buys a high dollar sport utility. She must have been a doctor. I don't know. But still, I just hate losing money. She don't know she lost $20,000-$25,000 by driving off a showroom floor. That's is if she's got a good deal. She didn't get a new good deal. She might have lost $30,000-$35,000 on that high dollar sport utility. So, you know, now here's the key. If she can afford it, there's two kinds of cars. I told you, afford and can't afford. If she can afford it, hey, best far. But I just hate losing that much money. Think about that. I've got friends of mine that's got brand new Ford trucks and brand new Chevrolet trucks, brand new Dodge, high dollar diesels. They drive them off the showroom floor and man, money flies out there. You know, it's so much going on in the car business, but we want to talk about what is going on in life today. You know, when Obama took over in office, 49% of the people were living month to month. Now 63% due to his 8 years. Maybe we can get that turned around with Trump. I don't know. You know, he's trying his best, and things are looking up, and things are getting better. And I appreciate that. And, hey, we're on Facebook Live. Look me up on Randy Adams Facebook Live. We're going to try to get my website up to date. I got Jerry working on that. So we've got a lot of stuff that's going on that we want to produce and be better at. So that's what I'm trying to do, is get this system so easy for you and easy to work with that you can learn and make a better purchase. And that's, you know, my ministry, and this is a ministry, believe it or not. I put in all kinds of ministry on my Saturday show and a lot of stuff on what makes us tick. What makes us buy something? Do you buy something and then think about it? I know so many people that rush out and buy something, and then they get to thinking about it or having some kind of doubt about it, you know, and wish they hadn't. Doubt encourages rethinking. It's a purpose that is more to sharpen the mind than to change it. Doubt can be used to pose the question, getting the answer, and push for a decision. But doubt was never meant to be a permanent condition. Doubt is one foot lifted, poised to step forward or backward, and then there's no movement forward. That doubt stops you right in motion. Do you struggle with a pessimistic outlook? These boots are made for walking. Hey, you need help. It's like the Dallas Cowboys, even though that's not the best football team out there at the moment. Who knows? Maybe they're going to come back around and play. I don't know. Are they playing today? I don't even know when they're playing or if they're playing. So you're going against a team of people. I was talking to a lady the other day, and she was going in to buy a new car. She was out of town pretty good ways, and she was undecided, and she had a lot of doubt in her mind. She was stopped. She had that foot up, and she was going in motion, but she wasn't going. She couldn't figure out what she wanted and everything else. So I told her, I said, well, get you two or three friends and take them with you. Isn't it fun going with somebody to buy a car and you don't have nothing invested? Hey, come on. Take your A game when you go with somebody to help them out. Cause a little pain and misery to these salespeople in these car lots. Yeah. Act like you're a know-it-all. You don't have no money invested. Pressure's not on. The pressure's not on. You don't have to worry about it. You know, and just like I talked about in my several shows, you know, if you know the difference between right and wrong, you know the truth, you know how you want to be treated, but you lie to a customer. There's a car dealer on San Pedro that I know real well. One day he was lying to one of our fellow church members. And I kind of hit him between the eyes with a question. I said, man, are you telling the truth or are you lying? Well, you know, business is church and church. So I said, 6 days a week is business and one day is church. He said, yeah. I said, I hope you die on Sunday, Bubba. I said, man, if you're lying to a church member, somebody you and your family knows, and it's okay. Have we got to the point where it's okay to lie? Politicians lie to us. I mean, oh, man, will they get excited? Will they try to pump you up? Will they try to do anything they can to get elected? And we go for it. Oh, man, we get so excited. And we think that they're telling us the truth. And, Bubba, man, they can't tell the truth. They talk on both sides of the mouth. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's right, what excuses they use. Excuses. Is this a car dealer, a car salesman? Is this a politician? Is this somebody you know? Uses excuses. Well, number one excuse is it's the other person's fault. It's, hold it. Now, you're selling an automobile, and it's the other person's fault? What? Whose person? Are you talking about managers? Owners, authority above you, it's the other person's fault. I've got to lie on this salesman. I've got to foursquare them. I've got to spin them. I've got to tell them anything I can to sell them and make a lot of money. Well, that's one excuse. It's the other. And then the next one, I can't help it. I know the difference. I know the truth, but I can't help it. I can't help what I'm doing. I got to make the money. I got to pay my bills. I'm pressured on. Is it all right to lie then? Or everybody's doing it. Well, 80% of them in the car business is doing it. 20% are telling you the truth. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's spinning them. Everybody's four-squaring them. Everybody's putting them together. Everybody's pushing their button. Everybody's doing it. Oh, man, is that your excuse? What about number four? It was just a little mistake. Mistake, and you do it to every customer that walks in, and you try it on every customer, and it was just a little mistake that you do over and over, and you're trained to do it over and over and over. Is that it? Or, well, and then there's the excuse, nobody's perfect. Well, I'm number one on that list. I'm not perfect. I asked my ex-wife, a lot of ex-people friends of mine, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, and we don't get along with just everybody. And there's some people you never can make happy, you know, and sometimes, you know, people just get twisted. Who knows? But nobody's perfect. The devil made me do it. Oh, man, can we blame the devil? Oh, yeah, the devil made me do it. Made me lie to you, made me to twist you, made me push your button, made me to, you know, just kind of do a few things I wasn't supposed to, say a few things I wasn't supposed to. Well, I was pressured into it. My manager told me I had to say this. I had to do this. I have to make money. I have to force everybody in the situation. I was pressured into it. You ever been pressured into something? Well, it's kind of an issue, but we still tell the truth. And I didn't know I was wrong. Bologna, you know right from wrong. People know right from wrong. Does a salesman know right from wrong? I'm going to tell you, I've heard all excuses in the world, but I mean, it's still right from wrong. You either tell the truth or don't tell the truth. You either tell the people exactly the way it should be. Have you ever had to apologize to a customer? Have you ever had a car salesman apologize for you for burying you, stretching the payments out, stealing your trade? I mean, we talked about the lady that, friend of mine's mother that took it into a dealership that she had bought four previous from this dealership. She rolls in there with an 11 model Tacoma for a two-wheel drive crew cab, and they want to give her 11 grand, and I'm wanting to give her 17.5. Hey, and I would have made money from 17.5. What would a Toyota dealer done from that figure? They'd bought it from her. They come in there. Then she had a problem getting her keys back. Is that treating somebody right? Do unto others of you would have them do unto you? Is that all part of that? What do we do to make things right? What do we do do fairly? I mean, you know, 20% of the dealers will tell you the truth, but they're still a little tough in the F&I department. I sent a good customer of mine to a good dealer in the F&I department. It was a minor battle, but I mean, it could have been worse, you know, and at least they were schooled. And they knew exactly what was going on. You know, that's the key to this radio show. I've had so many people say, you know, the dealer I've been doing business with for 20 years, I don't like him no more. He's trying to spend me. He's trying to foursquare me. He's trying to do some things to me. I said, and they said, I think they've changed. I said, no, they haven't changed. Not at all. You just learned what they were doing. Your eyes are open. You see what's going on. And that's the key. Give us a call here. No dumb questions. I won't embarrass you. 210-599-5555. That's 210-599-5555. We're on Facebook. Take a look at us. We're on, right now, YouTube. I've got about 40 or 50 tips I'm about to put on YouTube. LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. So kind of stay top of that. I'm about got all my notes together and I'm going to start blasting that. Try to get a bunch of them over on there before Christmas. So, you know, if you're sitting around Christmas and you've ate too much and you're thinking about taking a nap and you got your phone handy, you can look up YouTube and I'm planning to have a bunch of stuff put on there. And you remember that I buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. Cars, trucks, RVs, motorhomes, just all kinds of stuff. Motorcycles a little on the tough side right now. I do have some guys still buying a little bit, but not no big numbers, you know, and motorcycles are tough. I mean, new ones, they'll finance if you're breathing. So that makes it tough selling used ones. I've got a buddy of mine's got a real Cracker Jack baby doll, man. I mean, a nice Harley. Nice one. And he wants to sell it. He's having difficulty selling it. He just don't understand. I said, man, a man wants a Harley, he can walk into a Harley store and they'll finance him if he's breathing. If he's got any kind of credit at all, he can buy a new one. Well, that causes the market to change. It makes it tougher to sell. Right now, hey, good, nice, low-mileage cars, there isn't enough of them. New car dealers are searching everywhere. We got billionaires coming into town, opening it up, big dealerships, buying dealerships. They must be cash cows, huh? I mean, they're buying high-dollar property, putting real nice used car operations up, putting in, you know, they're spending a lot of money, millions and millions. Why? Because it's a cash cow. They know that you're going to buy. You got to have transportation, even though the traffic is terrible around, but we got to have transportation. So they're ready to take every bit of the money they can. So go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. Describe your vehicle. Describe your car, your truck, your van, RV, motorhome. I'll buy it. And go out there and take a good look at it. Go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. Study it hard like you're buying it again. And look at it and describe it to me. And, hey, I'm not like Auto Trader Buying Center. I'm not going to entice you to come in, put the VIN number in, cut you automatically, then beat you up on every little dent and scratch. It's a used car, and I want to buy it. I try to make the systems real quick and simple. There's another guy that I happen to know for 25 years on another radio station, and he's advertising that send him the VIN, he'd buy it. Well, you know, you got to think about this. Number one, he's spending about $20,000 a month just in San Antonio on commercials and radio. So he's got to overcome that. That's overhead. Then he's got to hire somebody to come and look at the car, hire somebody to pick it up, make sure that you get paid, make sure the title's straight. Well, it's all extra costs. So go to learntobuyandsellcars.com, describe your car, and let me give you a figure on it. I want to buy it. Now, starting Saturdays in January, I'm going to be at Central Point Body Shop, east side of Bitters, about a block and a half off. And I'm going to be there, it looks like, from about 10:30 to about 12:30 on Saturday, starting January and February. If you want to bring your car by, Ignacio Garcia on Central Point Body Shop, that's where I've got, I think, three over there right now. I keep a lot of stuff. He does great work, and I love him. He had a couple of Ferraris over there the other day. So, I mean, his work must be quality. So I'll be over there on Saturdays from about 10:30 to 12:30 if you'd like to come visit us. And I'd love to answer any questions you have. Now, if you're ready to buy a car, go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. Go to my process, look at it. First off, go to FTC, franktommycharles.gov. Look at your credit. Look at your score. Study your credit. Clean up your credit. And if you need a little help, I've got a guy that used to work for Dave Ramsey. You can give me a call. He'd be glad to give you a hand, telling you the right way, what's going on, how to clean it up. Take a look at it yourself. Maybe there's some stuff that you paid and they didn't take it off, or you need to pay and get it cleaned off. Get your credit as well, as strong as you can. Better credit rating you got, lower interest rates you're going to have, more money you're going to save. And that's the key. What do you want to do? How do you want to blow your money? How hard do you work for your money? Well, that lady on that high-dollar sport utility lost $25,000 driving off the showroom floor, $20,000 at least. How hard does she work? And then you got to pay taxes on that. So now, you know, she works. She got to make $35,000 to pay $25,000. Think about that. You know, I'm not telling you not to buy new. I'm telling you, understand what's going on. Understand the loss of value. Understand what it's going to cost you. Now, if that's a priority in your life and you can afford it, do it. So now that you've got your credit lined up, you got it cleaned up, you're going to go to five or six bank credit unions, see what kind of interest rates you can get. See what the total note, guess at the amount that you think you're going to spend. See what the total note's going to be, how long it's going to be. See what the interest rate's going to be. Make sure it fits your budget. Make sure that, you know, it's short term, as short as you can get it. Because I'm going to tell you something. I was explaining to y'all, and I had tremendous response. People saying, you know, you're right. I'm talking about F&I people, people in the business. You're right, Randy. That guy had bought an under $20,000 car, and he had it 84 months, and he saved $12 to do it for 72 months. So he stretched it out for a year, paid a year extra to save 12 bucks. He stretched it out 2 years to save 35 bucks. So he paid 300 for 24 months. Mercy. How do you like that figure? That's a lot of money to save $35 a month. He would have saved a lot of money by going 60 months instead of 84 months. So that's something you need to know. Now, you've got your banking lined up. You've talked to credit union. You got it all set up. You're ready to do exactly what it takes to buy your automobile. So now you're going to go talk to your mechanic, your body shop, consumer report, check everything in the world. I mean, just everybody, parts houses. Hey, I'm thinking about buying an 07 Camry. Do you stock a lot of parts? Do they break a lot? Do you have a lot of problems with them? That kind of deal. So, I mean, talk to everybody. Talk to previous owners. Talk to people driving them. Talk to mechanics. Mechanics that work at those shops that work on them all the time. And you're going to find out they do all work on them all the time. That's just part of it. So after you've talked to everybody and you've made that decision what you're going to buy, and now it's time to go shop, shop, shop. You know what your trade's worth because you can sell it to me or do something. And if you're trying to sell your car, I don't know if anybody, I didn't hear about this, but a friend of mine from Dallas told me about it. Guy was trying to sell his car on Craigslist. They took a test drive and the guy killed him. No record. No nothing. Car gone, guy dead. So watch out when you get ready to sell your own vehicle. And that's very important. Now, let me tell you something. Get a copy of their driver's license. And when they walk up, look at it. Make sure that it matches him. He didn't send you somebody else's driver's license. Meet them somewhere else. Don't meet them at your house. Meet them at fire station, police station. Take a friend or two with you. Hey, don't take that chance. It's not worth dying over. There's no car in the world worth dying over. And I told you about years ago, and it happened in Phoenix. A friend of mine's mother was selling a Jaguar. Guys came in, said, we're going to come back with the cash. Well, they came back, beat her up, tied her up, stole her car, stole her jewelry, stole the title, stole everything else they could get, walked off, and left her for dead. They didn't kill her. Amazing. Pure miracle. The son called her and called, and she wouldn't answer, and he said something's wrong. He went to the house. He found her. She was about to die and dehydrate. He lived out of town from Phoenix a couple of hours. Man, it was a bad situation. She almost died over her car. It wasn't worth it. But she let them come to their house. She let them see what they had. She let them see the title. Hey, get this information. Make sure they're straight. Make sure they don't follow you home. Don't let them know what's going on. You got to keep this in order. People will steal today over a drop of a hat. Talking to a friend of mine, and he's a trainer for stolen cars in Texas. One of the best. He used to be a neighbor of mine. He was telling me about a guy that was riding down the 46 from Seguin to New Brunswick. And he was on a lawnmower. And his girlfriend, they're both doped up. His girlfriend's pulling him with a rope. They're going down 46. They've stole this lawnmower, riding lawnmowers. Don't run. This is how crazy some people are. They're going down the road on this lawnmower at 50 miles an hour. He's screaming. She's thinking he's wanting to go faster. And they're heading down this road. They'd stole a bunch of stuff, and nothing of it worked. Finally, the highway patrolman's pulled him over. He was just thankful he got stopped because he just knew she was going to kill him. And they'd stole a riding lawnmower that wouldn't run. Now, if you'd steal a riding lawnmower that wouldn't run, I think you'd steal anything. You don't think people won't steal just to be stealing? Man, this is a crazy world. In my lifetime, when I grew up, we used to not lock our house. We used to leave the keys in the cars. You can't do that nowadays. You better, if it's not tied down, locked up, somebody's going to walk off with it. I tell about a time. One time I bought a 32 Ford frame. I took and traded a 32 Ford frame. And we pulled it in. I parked it out in front of my car lot in some little bit of mud, not much. We left it there, and it rained all night. And the next morning, we go there, and they stole my 32 frame. Wasn't worth stealing. Drug it out in the mud and put it on a trailer and hauled it off. Now, why anybody want to steal a 32 Ford frame? Yeah, it's worth about $300 or $400, but they had to work at it. So you got to be safe in when you're selling your automobile. That's why so many people are selling me their automobiles. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to try to buy it. I got low overhead. I got 21 reasons in this book right now, my spiral notebook that I carry to the show, why I'm a better buyer than CarMax 9 out of 10 times, than the big box stores. Their overhead's a lot higher than mine, tremendous higher. And I mean, it's just me and a few family members. My sons, they buy and sell cars, and they make it on their own. Then I've got my buddy T.K. Snyder's been with me for 30 years, and he makes his way. So I don't have that overhead of carrying all these employees. I want to buy your vehicle. I buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. Like I said, motorhomes, RVs, cargo vans, trucks. I've got a dealer right now that called me a while ago. I didn't answer the phone, but he's wanting to sell me two passenger vans and 2 3-quarter ton trucks. One of them's got a bad transmission, but I buy a lot of stuff from this guy, and he delivers it to my office. He takes a bunch of pictures. He tells me about them, and I buy them. I bought a 15 Ford crew cab from him needing a left rear quarter. He's bringing it in tomorrow, and so it's 90,000 mile, 15 Ford, two-wheel drive, 3/4 ton. That's just living proof. I buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're going to take a short break. Thank you, Chris. We'll be right back. Tell your friends and neighbors to tune in. We got another half hour of all kinds of stuff going on. Give us a call, 210-599-5555. Also, I'm going to give my mobile number out. We're having a great day at KTSA, aren't we, Chris? God bless you, San Antonio. I love you.
Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Here come old bad news. Well, bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, 'cause everybody knows I'm bad.
I'm bad news. Oh no, I got all this bad news. You're against the world, against all odds. You're gonna beat these new car dealers in these multi-million dollar businesses. Amazing, amazing. Lou, thank you for calling Randy Adams. How you doing today? Hello, Lou.
I'm doing well, sir. Actually, I'm trying to sell my 2010 Chrysler Sebring convertible. It's gold. It's in excellent running shape, but some punk vandalized the top.
Mercy.
So now, in order for the top to get repaired, apparently I got to make the motor work, which was also damaged in the vandalism. The problem is the motor is obsolete.
Oh, I know.
I'm just looking for some, yeah.
A friend of mine's got a Jaguar, and he wants to get it inspected, and the brake lights don't want, but the sensor and I don't know what all, they don't make them, and he can't get the brake lights fixed so he can get inspected so he can drive it. How many miles on your car?
88,000, and it's a 2010.
Uh-huh. Well, the bad news is you're in the wrong time of the year to sell a convertible. The only time convertibles are hot are April, May, June, and July. I'll tell you a quick story. I was shipping cars to Columbus, Ohio, because my father-in-law was president of the union up there, and he was about 5 minutes from the auction. And, man, I was selling convertibles. I thought I'd had this deal figured out. Shipping them to Columbus, Ohio as fast as I could. They were going back on a conversion van hauling trucks. And 4th July rolled around, and guess what? Oh, man, they quit selling. I had about five or six of them up there. I thought I was going to have to get some salt and pepper and eat them. They took hair hide and all. I got rid of them, lost money, and went on down the road. But it's kind of in the wrong time of the year. Now, have you checked around when maybe somebody else, pick and pull or junkyards or something, LKQ?
I have, and the motor is just so obsolete that I can't find it anywhere. So I'm literally at the spot where if you can offer me some money, I'll take it. It's just a paperweight, you know?
I'll take a look at it. It's not going to be as good right now as it will in March and April. But,
April,
you'll go to my website, or here's my mobile number. You got a pen and paper? Let me give you my mobile. You got my mobile?
Go ahead.
830-708-4789. Now, I got two or three options that we can do that. I can buy it, or I can see about getting to the auction for you. There's two or three options on that. So give me a call Monday afternoon, and let's see what we can do. We'll try to help you out and do something with it.
Okay, sir. I appreciate that.
It's worth something. It's just not worth
it.
It'd be worth more in the spring than it would now. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Wayne. Thank you for calling Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Hello, Wayne.
Yes, here's Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Randy, my 04 Mustang has been totaled.
Okay.
And my question is whether or not I should repair it or just junk it.
How much damage
it's
is on it?
It's got 160,000 on it.
GT or is it a GT or V6?
No, coupe.
Yeah, but is it a V6 or is it a V8?
Six.
Okay.
Six.
Yeah.
I have never had a bit of trouble with it in 100,000 miles.
What is your insurance? How much damage was on it? Did you have insurance?
Yes.
And what did they pay you?
They want to offer me $4,100.
Take it and run. And go find, you can find
red.
Another one. Yeah. Yeah, with that many miles, you know, and it's never caused you any trouble. And the reason it's never caused you, and those are good cars. They're really not bad cars. But you take care of one. I can just tell by your age, your voice, that you take care of. You take care of a unit. I was talking to a gentleman today at church, you know, and he's never had a issue with a certain unit. And I said, it's because the way you drive. You take care of one, and you drive it easy. You don't, you know, spin out. You don't run to stop signs and stop lights and slam on the brakes. I said, you take care of one, and you change the oil regularly. And he said, yeah. But I would gather the money and let them have it personally, because there's probably, you know, how much is it going to cost to fix it? And they won't see the key. If it'd be nice if you had 7,000-8,000 damage, you'd say, give me 7,000-8,000, let me keep my car. Well, they won't let you do that.
They said to repair it, it would be about $5,500.
How's it hit on the front end, back?
Yes, the front and the left fender.
No, just the fender?
Will it drive? Complained.
Will it drive?
No.
No, it won't drive? No, I wouldn't fix it. If it's still drivable, there's a chance. But the problem is a lot of these insurance companies would total loss it, and then when you got ready to sell it, it wouldn't be worth nothing because they would total loss it.
So okay.
I'd gather the money. In fact, I just had a V6 with 70,000 miles on it, and we sold it for $3,500. But the paint was a little weak, but the car inside run and drove excellent. And we sold it for $3,500 with 70,000 miles on it.
Okay, so then I should go to your website to learn how to buy and sell cars.
That, or go to randyadamsinc.com. That's my main website. Or give me a call on my mobile, and we'll look for something to replace it for you. We've got stuff available. I sell about 200 a month, so things flow through there real quick. And if there's something we're looking for, we can keep an eye out for you.
And here's the thing, Randy, the car is my image.
Well, that's the key. Hey, and you know what? It's affordable. And that's what's great. You like that car, it's your image, and it's affordable, and it's not going to lose much money. You find you another one, you can drive it, and it's well worth the money. And that's what I love seeing about people making good common sense choices.
Okay, you help me make a good common sense choice.
Thank you.
I don't like your answer. But I didn't call you to tell you my answer.
Yeah.
I called you to ask your answer.
Well, I mean, it's you know, and if that's what you want to do, Central Point, I would take pictures and go over to Central Point Collision and see Ignacio Garcia and ask him what he could fix it for if you really like the car and want to keep it. Central Point is on Bitters. It's east side of Bitters, right by Sonic, right behind Sonic. It's a block and a half on the east side of 281 on Bitters. And
Let me butt in by telling you, Randy, I'm in Austin.
Oh, okay.
Any idea up here?
No, I don't.
No, that's okay. I used to Central Point.
Yes, yeah, that's down there. But I tell you what, if you'll call me tomorrow, I'll give you his phone number and you can contact him and send him pictures and talk to him.
It's a deal.
All right, you got it. Thank you for calling, Tom Wayne.
I appreciate
it,
brother.
You bet. God bless you. Hello, Thomas. Thank you for calling Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com.
Hey, Randy.
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask you if this is a car pro show, but I thought, hell, you might hang up on me.
No. My son and I was listening to him the other day, and my son says, does he ever talk about cars? He's just all commercials. I said, he sells whatever he sells. So we kept listening to him. And one minute he was selling one product, next minute he was selling another product, and he has murdered some of my good friends. I mean, they get that VIP card and they're preferred customers, and they go down to their dealerships. And actually, he's got one good dealership that will take care of you. The rest of them will take care of hiding all. So you got to watch out.
I wanted to ask you. I've got an 09 Ford Escape.
Yes, sir.
Ford Banger. Actually, it belongs to my oldest boy.
Mm-hmm.
Got 130,000 miles. Real clean, no problems. Got a brand new battery. Got four brand new Michelin tires. He uses nothing but Mobil 1.
Right.
He's had the transmission flushed. Really takes care of it. I mean, he's an older, you know, he's 50 year old man. And takes real good care of it.
I just had an 08 just like it, brought $4,000 at the auction.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe a tad more, 45. It could, you know, January it'll probably push to 5 due to income tax checks, everybody preparing for that.
Yeah, I was going to try to, you know, I've sold a lot of cars. I've been out of the business for a while now, but I thought, well, I'd try to get about 49, you know.
That's a good fair market. There's a lot of people floating around right now with $3,000 to $6,000, and that would be a good unit for them. I think if you put 49, you got a shot at selling it, and it's a fair deal for both of them. You know, more money for you versus taking it.
I'm running that, and it's by owner. You know, I always get pretty good results.
Right,
you know, it's private owner.
Well, and you know how to handle those customers. You won't take a chance on getting shot over it. Well, just, you know. There's so many dealers that run in Craigslist for sale by owner. And that's why a lot of people will ask you that. And I tell people up front, we are.
I don't want to take a lot of your time, but let me ask you one thing.
Yep.
I used to work that Craigslist pretty hard. And there's so many guys that put a car like a Tacoma at a real ridiculous price. But there's no way to get a hold of these people.
Well, they're trying to steal your email and your information. That's what they're trying to do. There's so many scams out there on eBay and everything. And I bought a truck a couple of months ago for some people. And I called them, and I said, I'd like to buy your truck. And they said, well, this is the deal. I said, excuse me? And they said, let me tell you the deal. I said, okay. You got to meet us at a bank. I said, no problem. And we don't want no PayPal, and we don't want no baloney. We've had all these scammers on us, and we're sick of it. And I said, well, name the bank where you want me to meet you at. And so I met them at the bank. My bank wired them the money, and I bought the truck. And I sit there and talk to them for about 30, 40 minutes. And they were telling me they got scammed so bad off of Craigslist. These guys calling them and we're going to send them a check and going to do this and do that. And they wouldn't do it. Yeah. And they fought with that thing for about 2 weeks. And the truck was worth the money. It was like new. And so, and then they, you know, after we first got in the conversation, they said, you're not going to kind of try to cut our price. I said, no. I said, I've looked at the pictures and I've run the VIN and I want to buy your truck. And they said, you don't want to cut the price. I said, no, it's a fair price. You know, and they just couldn't believe it. They were so gun shy of all these people running at them. Yeah. And there's so much going up there. And you know, these guys talk a big talk. I've been born, raised and been in the business here 54 years. And, I'm not here to scam anybody or blow any smoke. And that's why I'll tell you the way it is, because, you know, my reputation has been good with Manheim Auction since 1968, and I want to keep it that way with the community of New Brunswick, San Antonio, and Manheim and the auctions. But there's a lot of scams out there, and I'm going to tell you, there's people killing. The big city is Dallas. They killed that guy in Dallas last week, and Phoenix, it happens all the time. And I didn't even know this, but Ohio's got a bunch of those that's going on. My father-in-law lives in Ohio, and he told me, he said, yeah, they're killing people over here, people who got a car for sale for them, and they're inviting them to their house, and they're coming over there, killing them, taking the title and robbing them of what they got and going on. And so that you got to get a copy of their driver's license. Don't show them the title. Meet them somewhere. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of stipulations. Yeah. I had a lady's husband passed away, and she called me. She said, I got 3 units to sell. She said, but I don't want nobody coming out here but you to look at these cars. Don't bring nobody with you. Don't let nobody where you're going. I don't want nothing to do with it. She said, but I've talked to a bunch of people that know you and said, you're safe for me to come out and look at these cars. They all belong to my husband. I got a new car and they need to go away. So I went out there by myself, took a look at her, told her what I gave, bought the units, and everything was fine. But, she said, I said, my drivers are safe. Don't worry about it. I'll come out here and pick up the cars. You don't have to worry about these guys. And she said, well, you know, I'm just so scared of what I've heard and things have happened. And she knew somebody that got a bad situation. So these, you know, it's not as easy as it used to be.
No, there's lots of. A lot of that going on. Okay, Randy. Well,
thank you, Thomas. God bless you.
Okay, talk to you later.
Thank you. We got a couple of lines open. We got a little time left just in case you have anything you want to talk about. There's no dumb questions. Only dumb questions are ones you don't ask. And I tell you why, because there's a million different questions, a million different answers. Everybody's situation's different. Everybody's budget's different. Everybody's needs different, you know? Just like that gentleman with the 04 Mustang. Hey, 04 Mustangs are cool, and it fits him, and he likes them, and they're great transportation for a little bit of money. And I understand he wanting to fix it because he's owned it, and he knows that car. It's kind of like, you know, I know this car, and then if I go buy another one, I don't know how it's been treated. I don't know if they changed oil. I don't know this, that, and the other. I'm taking a gamble on it, you know. And so it depends on how the insurance companies will work him. I mean, these insurance companies are tough. You know, they got trained assassins. They're called claims adjusters. And they're trained to get those cars as cheap as they can and pay you as little as they can. That's why all these lawyers now, they listen to my show, and they've come out with these commercials about how claims adjusters will beat you up and you need a lawyer. Well, you might need a lawyer, you may not. I don't know. I do know that every time I talk to somebody that's fighting with a claims adjuster, they're always cheap. I mean, like I said, there was a big franchise owner that had his right-hand man call me on one not long ago. I helped fight him for him to get a lady whose husband had passed away, and she needed more money. And I'll tell you what, I showed this on Facebook yesterday and on my Saturday morning show. You got to go to, and it's not actually on my website, but anyway, I got a Saturday morning show in San Antonio. But it says here, the magazine's Legal Eagle takes no pleasure in detailing the cases against this franchise dealer in New York and New Jersey, two separate dealers. In September, Attorney General Eric Schuman announced that so-and-so will pay $298,000 to settle charges for selling a bogus anti-theft product. I just put it on Facebook. The article highlighted it a little bit. And then we have this other dealership that had a total loss protection plan, theft deterrent, and the cost of this total loss protection was $215 to over $5,000. They were selling this to their customers. But here's the key. It says in here that most of the time this dealership, I don't want to name it, added this fee onto the final sales price without the buyer's knowledge or consent, inflating the vehicle's final price by the amount charged for after-sale products of over $5,000. There it is on Facebook again, Randy Adams Facebook. I'm putting this article up. I get these articles every month. Packing payments. Not going through. Hey, you're special. We're going to put you in the F&I department right here. I got all those people back there. And, of course, they might be salespeople or people at work there or you know, people answering the phones or something. We have all these people right now that, you know, but we're going to put you in front so, you know, you're special. Well, they're trying to special you, run through the contract. Hey, I got news for you, Bubba. Oh, man, when you sign that contract, you're in debtor's prison. I mean, and you want to back out, you want to see, you see things. And I had a friend of mine call me and he said, Randy, I've been listening to your show. And I signed a contract and there was $45. And I didn't ask them about that $45. And it was $45 a month and they can't tell me what for. So he signed up for 60 months at $45. He just gave them $2,800 free, because he didn't tend to his business. How hard do you work for $2,800? After tax money, here we go again. You got to pay Uncle Sam. He's our partner, whether we like it or not. And I mean, it says here that, you know, they were supposed to be doing some stuff on that anti-theft stuff. They wasn't doing nothing. And it just goes on and on about all these dealers and the violations that happen. So, I mean, you're walking in here like a lamb going to slaughter. It's you against a professional team. It's you against Dallas Cowboys. It's you, just little old you. Get you a team. You probably need 40 or 50 to go against them, but, I mean, get at least a little help if you don't. And go to my website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. It's free. Search. Do your homework. Give us a call. We got time for one more or two callers, 210-599-5555. And so, you know, it's just so much artificial intelligence is going on. Now, you think, how can artificial intelligence do in our, I mean, but they're watching everything you do, all your buying habits, everything that they can figure out how to close you for more profit in their pocket, you know. So, I mean, shows here that one of the, and this guy's here in town, and it's not this one, but it's out of state, you know, they get greedy. It seems that new and used car dealers decide to get greedy. And now all of us are taunted with a letter that we must overcome. The incident is just proof that car dealers are ripping off customers. The harsh trade. This is a car dealer talking about car dealers. Here's the ad. It's on Facebook, Randy Adams. The incident is more proof that car dealers are ripping the customers off their harsh trading image car dealers to overcome front page news. Oh, man, these guys are making front page news. It's the nature of the business. Changes that are a predator to all of the allies that want to help their clients purchase a car. Our customers are armed with knowledge of trade-in price, retail price, financing from their smartphones. Well, yes, that's true. You can go to your smartphone, and you can buy. Does your buy here, pay here business have a 50% repo rate? That type of news travels fast to potential customers. A very smart, successful businessman. See, they talk about buy here, pay. okay, that's around the corner here. Buy here, pay here. So we got to get ready. Now, you're a valuable customer. Why? Because you got a down payment and you can afford a monthly payment. And we're going to put a GPS on your car. We're going to follow you around. When you go to the beer joint, we're going to know it. When you go to church, we're going to know it. And if your brother dies and you go to a funeral home, we can repo it from the funeral home. And you don't think they won't? I've got news for you. They'll pick it up if you stop at a stop sign. The GPS will tell you what side of the garage you're parked on. So now, income tax checks, it's not free money. It's your money that you work for. Good afternoon, Dr. Staffel. My dentist is coming in. He's the next show. Be sure to listen to him. So, you know, it's your money. You think this, hey, I got the government just gave me $3,000. Yeah, no, they took it out of your check. And they took it out of your check and they saved it for you. Now it's your money. Make a wise decision on it. Buy a $3,000 car. Go to work now. And when you get that check, make sure that you're making the right purchase. Make sure that you use it wisely. Hey, you're a valuable customer. Now, if you can buy you a good $3,000 car, go ask all your friends, all your relatives, all your other employees at where you work, just everybody. What do you want to sell your car? You want to sell your car? You know anybody wants to sell a car? I'm going to have cash. I need transportation. And I want to buy a car cash. Let me tell you something. You're better buying a $3,000-$5,000 car than putting that $3,000-$5,000 down on a car that a dealer gave $3,000-$5,000 and is going to charge you 16.9 and 27% interest. The only thing that's worse than that is a title loan. That's 330% interest. Oh yeah. And they're adding on the TV. Hey, get Christmas money. I got $3,000 Christmas money. Can you imagine somebody borrowing $3,000 buying gifts that nobody cares about and nobody uses and you want to make them feel good? And then you get your car, your truck repoed. Don't do a title loan. 330% interest. Hey, we got the income tax checks coming. It's your hard earned money. Go to studying now. Go to talking now. Go to researching now. Look for that car that you can pay cash for and take care of it and don't hot rod it around and don't loan it out to your brother-in-law and take care of it so it'll last you and your family. That's what you need. That's what you want. Make a good common sense decision on your next purchase. And hey, and don't do a rapid refund. They get 25% of your money to save you from getting your money 10 days, 2 weeks early. Don't do a rapid refund. I made a friend of mine mad. He has one of those companies. He said, Randy, you've been on the radio telling everybody don't do rapid refund. I'll make a lot of money on it. I said, well, you're robbing the poor people. Those people can't afford to do what that's doing. I want them to do right. Here you are. You're making $750 on a $3,000 return for 10 days. Who makes $750 for doing nothing for 10 days? That's great money. Don't do it. Wait on your check to come in. We're right around the term. Merry Christmas. So let's think about giving back, loving, caring. 99% of addictions are due to unforgiveness, mother, father, or spouse. Hey, and if pretty soon I'm going to put up my testimony on getting depressed during Christmas. I got healed of that. If you get depressed during Christmas, you got some issues, maybe call me 830-708-4789. I'll tell you how I used to get depressed and how I got healed. God bless you, San Antonio. Merry Christmas. I love you.